You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, covering down on all of it, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. Oh, what a beautiful Wednesday, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Some of the buttons are kicking back on you over there?
Yeah, they're not liking me today.
All right. We still have a show, though. It's going to be all right.
That's right.
In fact, you know what? It is it's the middle of the week. It is time. Play the camel.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Whoop, whoop! Boomer, it's hump day.
Oh, I love
the
hump
buttons
day.
May not like you over there, the YouTube or whatever may be kicking back on you, but nonetheless, it is hump day. You're halfway to the weekend.
Yes, that's right.
So congratulations to all of you that are halfway to the weekend. You have made it this far. You're going to make it the rest of the way, I feel certain. We're going to be right here with you. We've got a great show laid on for you. So 3:30 today, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough is going to be on the show today, talking about the spending bill down in Montgomery. He is one of the only members of the entire state house that voted against it. Interesting. Get his perspective on that. I'm kind of glad to see that we have some people that are not going to just go along to get along, because right now there seems to be a whole lot of that in Montgomery. Like, for the love of God, somebody get a backbone here. But nonetheless, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough will be on the record with us at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock, it is Wednesday. You know what that means. The Grand Council will be live with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson at 4 p.m. Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned for that one. And then there's this whole triple dipper thing. So hit it, bud.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. We're going to start off with this, national insecurity. National insecurity. I mean, right now I'm wishing I could hear some of the volume, but General Jack Keane is up on Fox talking about the recent events with Russian fighters knocking down one of our drones. And we have another similar type guest over on CNN right now. It's the story. It's the story. But there's a lot of other things that are creating national insecurity issues. And so we'll talk about those all as number one on the Triple Dipper here in a few minutes. Number two, I'm calling it Spend It Like You Got It. They just spent, or tried to spend so far, $1.06 billion with very little debate in Montgomery in the House. Like none. Like, did you read it? What were y'all, did you just say, hey, Governor, we're just your vassals. We will do whatever you say. That's what happened, it appears. And I want to know why the debate was so minimal. But we're gonna see what happens when it gets to the Senate, because I'm hearing the Senate is less pleased and is supposed to be the deliberative body. So we'll see what happens when the Senate gets hold of this. Spend it like you got it. We're going to talk about that with State Representative Ernie Yarbrough also. All right, and then we're going to have the Grand Council, and after that, if we have time, which I hope we do because I've got a good one, Adventures in Woke World. Man, I got some stuff. You know the deal. Every once in a while when I'm doing the resourcing for the show, I'm like, wow, how woke can that be? That's awful. And then I think, okay, I got a whole bunch of them. It's time. Going to make them pull their hair out, make them laugh, make them roll their eyes, throw something at the radio. But nonetheless, Adventures in Woke World coming up as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over to my comments and open the show with this. I'll tell you, every war has its scars, and veterans who have served in war zones know what it means to have difficult memories. Sometimes things you experience overseas follow you a bit in both good and bad ways. I was telling someone recently, it was Boomer actually, that I had been home from Baghdad for several months and realized one day that I was still scanning the rooftops of buildings as I drove through my hometown in Alabama. It was a learned behavior that had apparently ground its way into my muscle memory. But I also came home from those deployments with a much greater appreciation for my home, my family, and for life in general. I also have distinct memories of my father and grandfather coming home from war. My grandfather, he entered the service in World War II. He served through the latter stages of Vietnam and retired in 1973. I have his general officer's pistol, his belt buckle, and a pair of his glider wings in a shadow box on the shelf in my study, along with a picture of him sitting in a Huey helicopter in Vietnam with that same pistol in a holster on his belt. My father was also in Vietnam for two tours, earned 6 Bronze Stars. I have a Bowie knife on the wall in my study that he carried while he was there. And my very first memory of my dad is on the day he returned home to Huntsville from a year in the bush as an advisor to the South Vietnamese Army. Funny story that my dad told me once. He didn't talk about Vietnam a lot, but he told me this one story about how both he and my grandfather were in Vietnam at the same time. Dad said he came in from the field to his fire base, and a nervous company clerk told him, hey, sir, there's a General McBride flying in later. He sent word he expects to see you while he's here. What'd you do? My dad just said, oh, that's my father-in-law. To which the clerk about had a fit and said, good God, sir, General McBride's your father-in-law? Maybe you could tell us this stuff next time. Well, I got to thinking about these things this morning as I was getting into my day. It was sparked because I came across a social media post from someone that I don't know who posted an image of a man in uniform hugging another older man. The post was dated today, and it said, 50 years ago today, my great uncle David was released from prison after 4.5 years as a POW in North Vietnam. When he was shot down in August 1968, he was one of the highest ranking officers in the Hanoi Hilton, and he endured torture commensurate with his rank. Well, the author of that post was a man named Ben Coleman, who is himself a military pilot, and the person of interest in his post was Brigadier General David Wynn, his great uncle, who flew in 3 wars and was the recipient of the Silver Star, the Distinguished Flying Cross, and the Bronze Star. The post went on to describe how his great uncle had been an inspiration to him in so many ways, and not the least of which the manner in which he carried himself in life despite having had experiences that would make an average person shut down. 50 years ago, 5 decades, the Vietnam War finally came to a close for a group of men who had been held captive and abused over and over again, and we cannot forget that. One of those men who was in that same mass release was Alabama's own Jeremiah Denton. Now, Denton was from Mobile, Alabama. He was a Naval Academy graduate. He earned the Navy Cross, 3 Silver Stars, 5 Bronze Stars, and 2 Purple Hearts. And while he was flying an A-6 Intruder over Vietnam in 1965, he was shot down and spent the next 8 years in captivity, to include being held for many years in the infamous Hanoi Hilton and suffering torture and deprivation. Denton's case became famous when the North Vietnamese trotted him out in front of TV cameras for a propaganda film. And Denton, feigning difficulty with the bright lights, actually blinked the word torture using Morse code, an incident that confirmed for the first time to U.S. intelligence that our men were in fact suffering torture at the hands of the communist Vietnamese regime. Denton later, after he was released, about 3 years later, he published a memoir titled When Hell Was in Session, which became a movie and later a documentary about his life. In 1980, he was elected to represent Alabama as a U.S. senator and was succeeded 6 years later by none other than Richard Shelby. So many men and women served in Vietnam, which by the time it was fully concluded was the longest continuous conflict in U.S. history and remained as such until the onset of the war in Afghanistan. It left an indelible mark on our nation. It became the harbinger of change in foreign policy and defense and weapons procurement. But more than any of that, it had a tremendous impact on the lives of those individuals who served over there. My own father viewed that time in his 21-year Army career as a net positive, despite the fact that he still had nightmares occasionally and a recurring bout of malaria that would kick in every few years, and that Agent Orange exposure finally brought him down in 2014. He never complained, not once. He was proud of his service and those with whom he served, and rightfully so. And the vast majority of the men and women who served there could care less about protesters and naysayers. Those who served cared more about their battle buddies on their left and right, and they knew a view of life that those who stayed home and protested would never understand. And if you talk to a Vietnam vet, you'll also never get them to agree with the textbook narrative that says anything less than victory was achieved. I once sat in the audience to hear a Green Beret Medal of Honor winner be recognized. It was Colonel Ola Lee Mize, somebody who I knew personally. I've talked about him before. He was a legend in special operations. But at this particular gathering, numerous men who had served under him in Vietnam came to honor him in his latter years. Some of them emotionally told about Colonel Mize personally leading missions to save their lives. And when they were done, Colonel Mize was asked if he could say a few words. And he was reluctant at first. But finally he stood up, he went to the podium, and he straightened up a bit. And he looked hard at the audience and said with some serious grit in his voice, "Vietnam, we won that damn war." 50 years later, you can ask the vets that are still with us what they think. But those that were in the fray, they won't go with the narrative of some pencil pusher or diplomacy pundit. They'll immediately default to the times and places where they stood next to their brothers and sisters, and they'll tell you what year, what unit, and maybe who they still keep in touch with, because that was what mattered. So to those who served in the war in Vietnam, a war because that's what it was, to those who were there, thank you, and welcome home, 50 years later. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, you know, my dad, I know he carried it with him, and he didn't talk about it a lot, but my very first memory is him coming home. And the idea that my dad and granddad are both there at the same time, well, anyway, all y'all who served there and those who had people over there, I salute you, and I appreciate you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. All right, so welcome to one of those days when you don't know what to wear when you leave the house. I was telling Boomer, I'm like, okay, do I dress for spring or do I dress because it's 27 degrees outside when I got up this morning? It was 27, Boom. 27.
Oh.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I don't either. March 15th. Thank you very much. This would have been my grandfather's birthday. It has dawned on me, March 15th.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Tell you what, we got stuff going on, and part of the stuff we got going on is Boomer just creating stuff, man.
Creating stuff.
You're just like, this is laying it on thick, brother. So here's the deal. If you are so inclined, even if you're not so inclined,
yeah,
you need to join us in a March Madness bracket because the NCAA basketball tournament starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And so the Boom Shakalaka has set up a March Madness Right Side Ruffian bracket. And all you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and take it from there. Tell them what to do.
Yeah, rightsideradio.org. And up at the top right-hand corner, you're going to see Join Our Ruffian Bracket. Click it, and then just all you got to do is join. Make sure you actually fill out a bracket and submit it. So there's some of you that have actually joined our bracket but haven't filled out your bracket yet and submitted it. You will not be able to play if you don't submit your bracket. So I'm actually putting instructions up on the website. Probably within the next like 30 minutes, it'll be up on the website so you can follow the instructions if you don't know how
nice.
To submit your bracket. And I'll make sure Phil understands all those instructions as well.
I was going to joke on myself, and that you doing it is not acceptable.
I saw you sitting there. I was like, I got to say it.
If anybody's going to bust on me, it's me. All right. Seriously, he's made it almost fill-proof. So we'll see how that goes tonight when I'm making my bracket. And I'm texting him going, Boomer, how do I do this?
How do I do this?
If I push a little button while I talk to somebody, that's what I want to know. That's all I care about. I don't know how these work. Never mind the fact that Boomer had trouble with technology a little while ago.
Thank you very much. I did have some trouble. The servers were not communicating correctly.
All right, but we're pushing 100 people, all right? We're in the high 80s right now.
Yeah, high 80s.
That's cool.
It's going to be fun. Even if you're not a basketball fan.
Which I'm a fan, but I'm not a...
Right.
I don't follow it.
Yeah, this is just for fun, guys. But there will be a couple prizes at the end. Woo! Just some ruffian prizes.
Ruffian prizes.
Yeah.
Gonna have some swag. Gonna have some ruffian prizes. All right. So yeah, do it, man. Get on the website, rightsideradio.org. You can check out all our stuff on the website. I mean, if you want to find a podcast, you want to get a repost of maybe a monologue or an interview, anything we've done along the way, the podcasts are on the website. You can get them there. You can also, by the way, dive into the Right Life podcast, which is Boomer and McQueen. You got two more out today, didn't you?
Two more out today, and they're actually, it's an interview with my sister who was adopted from Ukraine, and it's about her adoption.
Yeah.
So it's pretty powerful.
I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm pretty sure that one would just rip me in
shreds. It ripped me a little bit in one of them.
Yeah. Well... I have distinct and wonderful memories of your sister being adopted because I've known the Boomer family for quite a while.
Yes, you have.
I've known the Boomer since he was a little bitty boom.
A little boom.
It's a little boom.
A little boom.
I've known Boomer since he was a little bam bam is what he was. But anyway, yeah, check it out. Check out the website, rightsideradio.org. You can see the podcast. You can see the various articles. I write an op-ed that comes out every week. Just I got a new one out this week. Recommended reading list, books that we find meaningful. You might want to check that out. Photo gallery. And then, of course, you've got right there at the very top of every page, you've got the Right Side Ruffian March Madness bracket button.
Yeah, click it. And click if you have any questions during the show, just text us on our line. I'll answer you right here and right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super easy.
Don't text it tonight because we won't be here.
Correct. We don't check it while we're sleeping.
All right. Speaking
Cindy
of which,
doesn't answer for us.
Speaking of which, the text number is 833-687-4448, which is also at the top of the website page. But yeah, 833-687-4448. That's also known as 833-68-RIGHT. You can text us or call us on that number. Brandy from Athens just texted in and says, Lil Boom is just a pop. What is that? She also says she got her bracket filled in and submitted. Not that she's hopeful. All right. Chef Ben from Aniana. Oh, I know Chef Ben from Aniana. Man, Chef Ben can do some cooking too. I'm pretty sure that's the same Chef Ben that when I went to the 82nd Airborne Division's reunion, I was their speaker one night. It was a great opportunity for the Vulcan chapter of the 82nd Airborne Association. Anyway, I think that was Chef Ben who was our chef that night. And man, that was fine eating too. Anyway, he says, "How do I get me one of those new shirts? We're working it, brother. Yep. They're almost here. We'll have them soon." So yeah, Chef Ben, stay tuned. Ike from Somerville already texted in. He says, "The majority of my American Legion in Morgan City are Vietnam vets, and only those who have served can fully understand what you just said." He said, last part, he says, "Thank God for all of our Vietnam vets and all of our other veteran brothers and sisters. Hoorah." Thank you, Ike. Appreciate you. Thanks for your service. And by the way, if you want to ever tell them, you know, what I said, just tell them I said welcome home. But the podcast is available. If they ever want to hear it, you can always send them a copy of the podcast. Just let us know if you need help with that. JT from Lacey Springs has said inspiring. Thank you, brother. Badger from Athens says happy hump day. And he's got a couple of he got camel emojis. I didn't know we had camel emojis.
I need that camel.
Where do we find
emoji?
The camel emojis?
I'm going to have to find it.
Now State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, who's coming on the show later in about an hour.
Yes.
He actually texted me yesterday with three emojis. Remember? A maple leaf, bacon strips, and a donut. Maple bacon donuts. The official food of Right Side Radio. There it is. And then Susan from Elkmont, we see you sent us a link to a story. We'll check that out later, and thank you much. And already heard back from Ike. He says, will do. Thanks, brother. All right. Plenty of stuff to go over. When we get back, we're going to dive right into number one of the Triple Dipper, national insecurity. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.